It's from 7 to 8 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tan Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up. Good evening. The world is in their hands. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where all of us entrepreneurs hope to help all of you other entrepreneurs that are out there. I am here tonight, my colleague and special guest, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
We are great, Jay. Good to be in that studio with you one more time. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the radio land.
Okay, and I'm glad to hear you. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Hanging in there on a Wednesday, Gene. See, I got this week right. Last week I thought it was Thursday. So I checked my calendar before we came on today.
Okay, well, at least now you got it right anyway. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Mr. Ed, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tan Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Back home.
Yes, and so now you know what we're here for, and our purpose is to help all of you and get some help. But anyway, Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, we're great, G. We're just great. We're just having fun, enjoying life, and being an entrepreneur, and nothing like it.
Oh, good, good. We got some questions for you later on.
Not a problem. Bring them on. We got an answer. We don't. We'll find an answer for you.
Oh, there we go.
We come to make the show worth listening to. We didn't just come to be sleeping on the show.
That's good to hear.
Hey, well, entrepreneur. Entrepreneur is supposed to have a great show. We're supposed to liven up the other entrepreneurs out there that wants to know what's going on.
Yeah. Anyway, for you entrepreneurs out there, I would like to have you feel free to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. If you look over my shoulder over here, it's up on the wall. It's difficult to see the 727, but it's 727-441-3000. Because tonight's show is looking to hear from some entrepreneurs.
Yes, we are.
And right now you have myself and Mr. Dukes.
We want to hear from you.
And we're looking to hear from a few more out there. But
great.
What I'd like to have you think about is if you're starting a business, or if you're planning on starting a business, it involves making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what that decision is, you either choose to get started or you put it off to a later time and you start a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
However, once you've thought your business through, and it seems to make all the sense to you in the world, well, sooner or later, there's going to be some things that'll pop up where you got to make some decisions about yourself, about your business, and all those plans that you had, which means something's got to shift.
That's correct.
So tonight I'm going to talk about, But we're going to talk about business decisions that you may have made that changed your business, put it in another direction, and it came out quite successful. Okay? Anyway, so I'd like to have you just kind of like think about that, because many of the major companies, their entrepreneurs had to make pivotal decisions in order to change the way the business was going in order to have it turn out to be the way it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm going to suggest that for all of us, we're going to go through that.
Correct.
And I'd like to hear from any of you out there who have made some really critical decisions that shifted your business, but shifted your business in a better way. And because that becomes part of your story, to understand where have you come from versus where you are now. And so I'd like to have you really think about that, because that's what we're going to be doing, is talking, giving you a few tips on things that are very important for you as the decisions pop up, which one is going to be the right one, wrong one, or the best one. But either way, most likely you're going to get to some points where you've got to make some decisions about your business or in your business. Anyway, so I'm going to share some of my stories, and I'm going to pick Mr. Dukes who's had to share some of his. But anyone else out there, you're more than welcome to share. The topic is, what major decisions did you make that shifted your business in a better way? Because I'd like to have you really think about that, because I believe that that comes along with most people who start a business. You get to a point where you can't see anything. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes, what do you think about that? Because
well, I think it's great. Every entrepreneur has to go through some changes. And that's not always going to, sometimes it won't be a right answer. You have to go through that to make the right answer in order to improve your business. And sometimes you can make a decision, don't improve your business. It can hurt your business, but you'll be able to recover. You fall down, but you get back up. Because as an entrepreneur, you always have that desire to meet your dream.
Mm-hmm. And it comes along with mistakes.
That's right.
Or maybe not even mistakes. It comes along with decisions that pop up that you hadn't planned on or anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And that will force you to make some changes.
Yes, sir.
Now, since this is for entrepreneurs, you may also have a team or staff people who also are part of that decision, or they may actually help you make a better decision.
That's true, very true.
Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about all that.
When you say a team, Mr. Gene, kind of explain what you're referring to when you say a team. You have a team.
A team is all of the people that you can visualize to help do various functions that you cannot do, or even if you can, you don't have the time to do, so you put together a team. And the team are normally experts or people that are good in certain areas that can complement you and the business and themselves.
Okay.
That's one way to look at a team.
Okay, one way to look at the team. Do you have a number for the team? What is the most important when you're building this team that an entrepreneur needs to look for? She should have first on his list. What would your recommendation be?
I'm going to say that depends on the type of business that you have. But the first thing I would think, you got to know what you visualize or want to do. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
The others have to know what that major decision is in order to know how they can help you.
All right.
And you might be able to see how they can help you, but they don't know how they can help you, which means you got to share their roles within the business, or their roles being on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but think of it as right now, if you watch basketball on TV or the football, those kind of games, those people play as a team.
That's true.
Each person has a different position to play.
Right.
And knowing how to play that position and mix with the other people on that team. If it's basketball, then it's five people. It's football, it's 11 people, I believe.
Yeah. On that same note, I have to ask you a question. If I'm planning, I'm becoming an entrepreneur, and I'm listening to you, and I want to know, what is my major project? What's my first part of my team I need to look at? What do I need to look for first? I know what I want to do. I got this dream, but I want to know how to go about it. You just said that you need to build a team. What do a first thing? What first person I look for? What part of that team?
I'm going to go back to you got to look at yourself first as being the head of the team.
Yes.
And the first thing is to be able to share the vision.
Okay.
That you have, and how that team can play a role in it.
I understand that, but you didn't answer my question. What's the first person I need to look for to be on this team, to join my team, or to join the team to be my supporter?
I'm not sure. It could vary depending on your business. But let's take a break so that we get something from our sponsors, and we can come back and try to dig into how do you find the first person or second person if necessary.
There you go. Let's go. Let's find out
we'll
which
back.
One it takes.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets stuck.
The tough get going. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Tough. Get going.
It gets real tough.
And it's going to get tough.
That's right.
If you're following your dream. Following your vision, following your dream, it's going to get tough because
it's a challenge.
You haven't been there before.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how many businesses you have, you haven't been through that one before.
Yes.
You add on. And so each time you add on to another business, in my case, I'm just starting with one.
All right.
But there's always decisions that you have to get made.
True.
And the topic is more or less, what is one of the biggest decisions that you've had
That's
to make
right.
for your business?
What is one of the biggest decisions you as an entrepreneur want to make to help your dream come true?
Okay. Anyway, so in my case, Mr. Dukes had asked me, I believe you're talking to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, I believe me. What's the first decision? Can you repeat the question?
But the first decision and out of the group, as a young entrepreneur, I'm sure you want to know what you want to do first. What's the first thing you should do or try to do to make sure your business get off the ground?
I think the first thing that you need to do is to think about what it is that you envision.
Okay.
And be able to put it down on paper, be able to record it, so
all
you have something that stays consistent regarding your message. That's the first thing I think that I would do, because you have a vision for a business, and so it's in your head. You got to get it out of your head.
Right. Correct.
So that you can now put it in front of people, explain what it is, how it's supposed to work, how you visualize it working, and what else do you need in order to help get it started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are many other things, but...
Yeah, well, that's a lot of other things, but I'm looking
that's
at...
That's what I think.
I'm looking at, to get my business started, the first... Mm-hmm. I would say for me, the first five or the first 10 things, that's going to be very important for me to think about and what I need to do. Now, is that an order form? It could be an order, but the thing is, these are the things that I see as an entrepreneur that I said I did to get mine rolling. And Gene said it depends on the business. I don't think so, because all business requires some of the same thing, regardless what it does or what you're doing, in order to make that dream come true. I told him my first priority was to have me a recorder. I wanted somebody to record me after I got everything laid out on paper. I done wrote it out. This is what I want to do. This is my dream. Do you see the same thing I see? And most people are not going to see what you see, because it's your dream.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get them on your side and say, no, I don't see what you see, but I believe I can work with you on your dream. And that's what you want, I feel, as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And now.
Yeah. Okay.
That's one of them. I think that would be my important thing. That's the way I did, anyway.
What kind of business did you have?
I had an automotive repair business.
Okay.
I had a secretary. Now, my daughter was my secretary. Now, after I got...
Did you say you needed a secretary, or did you automatically have a secretary, which means you already had a team player?
I needed a secretary.
Okay.
And I went out and got my daughter to be my secretary.
Okay.
And... For 4 years she was, before she went off into into school, and then she, well, not for 4 years, but for 2 years. But she had set the background. So really then after that, after she left with the school, I could work the system because everything was set up.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Is that what everybody needs? I don't know. But what do you need with your dream? You know, you can't, and Mr. Gina tell you, man, you can't do it all. No, you can't. But you must have an idea how it to be done. And once you know what you're going to do and how to be done, you know how to go about getting it done.
Okay. So in doing that, and we're not talking about me exactly, but what was one of your mistakes or biggest mistakes that you might have made in beginning your business? We'll start with the beginning.
At the beginning?
Right, because mistakes come along all through the process at different points. And so,
I'm going to say, they're going to come through all the way down the line.
Right.
I won't say my biggest mistake right now is getting my business started, but I did make some mistakes. And after I had put all this in my head, as you said earlier, what I didn't do was put it on paper right then. But after I started my business, and then I went to putting it on paper, because you forget some of the things you need to do that's important right then. First, my case, I wanted to establish an automotive repair shop. My first thing was to find out where could I get a decent building to do automotive repair. That was my first mistake. When I thought about it, I looked at it and said, well, I this is what I want to do, but I don't know where I'm going to do it at. I can't do it in my backyard. That was one of my mistakes. So then I had to go and find and locate a building. Once I located that building, then I had to put things in motion. Now, is this business going to be productive in this place, in this location? And how many other shops in this area? Can I survive being in this area? But those are the mistakes I made at first because I didn't put that on paper. Now, when I stepped back and put that on paper, then I saw my mistakes.
Okay.
And I think every entrepreneur makes mistakes like that.
You're supposed to make mistakes.
And then when you make the mistakes, it don't mean you got to give up. It's just like the book says, when you knock you down, you just get on back up.
Get on back up.
And go on and go on and do it. Your dream is still there. And ain't no dream going to fall in your hand or in your lap already made. Another thing, well, I won't say that until we go down the line.
Okay, down the line. Okay, but we all have something within us that inspires us to say we want to start a business. Okay, and probably one of the biggest decisions is getting started.
Oh yes, it is because. Yeah. I would say because you don't have enough faith in yourself to get out and get started, and then when you think you got enough faith, when you make the first mistake, you're ready to do what? Drop it. Give up.
Okay, so we're here, or I'm here to say, plan on making mistakes.
That's right.
Well, it's not wrong.
No.
Okay. And so I just want you to think about that. But right now we got a caller on the line, I believe, our guest. Actually, not our guest, our colleague, Mr. Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good to have you. How you been?
Not too bad. Yourself?
We're doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Hi, Mr. Duke's here.
Good evening, Mr. LaBelle.
You know?
Hi.
We're talking about tonight, though, is understanding or important mistakes or... But actually, important decisions.
Yep.
That you have made in order to keep your business going. Okay, important mistakes that maybe I made, or important mistakes that Mr. Dukes has made, or anyone else out there, because we'd love to hear it. Because the bottom line is, you are going to have some mistakes, and so they're going to. And some may cost you more than what you envisioned in the first place.
They definitely will.
Anyway, so Larry, we're glad to have you. And I know you just called in. I'm not sure if you listened to the show prior, but can you look at, tell us again, what it is that you do, that's number one, in order to know the type of business that you have. And then the second thing, can you remember just one mistake out of the many that you may have made, because I don't want to hear one of them at a time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm not sure if you're prepared to answer that, but.
Oh, I definitely am.
Oh, you're ready? Okay, well let's hear it.
My biggest mistake: I was working at the University of New Hampshire as a temporary employee. My boss got me the job and kept renewing it every 3 months. Then he was moving on to a different position. So he got me a job as a technical writer. And at that time, I hated writing, but I was so taken in by, I've got a permanent job. The next day I woke up, what did you just do? You hate writing.
Right. Okay. Well, so that was the biggest mistake. Now, what did you do to get started in writing, if you can remember back that far?
Well, it took me probably a half of a year in that position. Where I finally managed to overcome it. One of them was the director asked me to rewrite all the job descriptions for the employees. He wanted to get them higher pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, but I thought it was, since I didn't believe in my writing ability, I thought it was a piece of junk, and I was trying to avoid him completely. He finally said, come on over right now. And I showed him all the job descriptions, and he says, oh, these are great. In my mind, I'm going, he's an idiot. He doesn't know.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
But then I finally realized, like, talking to a couple of people, he says, you're not a horrible writer. It's just your mindset.
Your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but were you then going for an entrepreneurship, or were you considering going for an entrepreneurship at that time?
not that time, but back in 1998, I was working for several companies as director of training. Mm-hmm. I was always working for a company that, hoping they would go public and their stock would go through the roof and I'd make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
But it just was never happening. So after about 9 years in a row of that happening, always having to find a new job, I said, I got to do something different. Finally said, oh, you know a lot about job search from all you've been doing. Go do that. And that's how it started.
Mm. But that's the best way.
That's, you've been sitting on it, as they say.
Yep.
Okay, but we're gonna take a short break right quick, Larry. We'll be right back because we're talking about mistakes that entrepreneurs have made, starting with us three, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back to tell you more, and hopefully out there, if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to do that.
Give us a call. Help us with this discussion. Let's get some good vibes in here.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Because I got King Jesus.
Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine presents the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, written and produced by Dr. Sean L. Smith and featuring Ms. Vicki Winans, this April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport. Get your tickets now for $50 or $60 at the door. Don't miss Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport, April 20th at 6 p.m. Call 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
There's no stopping.
Not now.
Once you get started, there cannot be no stopping. Other than that, you join the club of all the others that stop.
The entrepreneurial world.
Because you're going to get challenges.
Yes, sir.
And challenges come along with the game. And once you step into it, you stepped into the game.
Circle.
It's a new game, or a new circle.
That's right.
But tonight we're talking about, for all entrepreneurs out there, to share some thoughts with the rest of us in terms of some important business decisions that you had to make for your business in order to shift it in a way that you may not have thought of, but you had to make some big decisions in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of started out by just talking about the first things that one might do, and we're talking about ourselves on the on the phone line, we have Larry LaBelle and myself, Mr. Dukes, mm-hmm. and right myself. Here. And I just want to jump in right quick to talk about a mistake that I'm going to say that I made,
mm-hmm.
I believe. I have a training and development company, and so I've been providing a lot of training to a lot of individuals over the years, at least 20 years of getting in front of large audiences and speaking. But that's what I did. Starting a business required more than that. I needed someone that could take my materials and package those materials. And so I'm still working on that, actually. We've packaged some, but I need more than that. But the mistake was that I thought I would always be in front of the audience. All the background work, I didn't know who was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
So you thought... They were going to package themselves, huh?
Right. Anyway, so I found out that I had to do much, much more than what I could envision. But more than that, I had to find the expertise of people who did that, that knew how to do it, that either would want to do it or show me how to do it. So I'm not necessarily calling the mistake. The mistake was I thought I didn't have to do anything else other than stay in front of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That was the mistake.
Yes.
But I don't mind sharing that now, because that's something that's needed if you have something to pass on to people once they've heard you, or something to pass on to people before they've heard you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, can you think of any others?
Well, I was thinking about what you said. You know, when you said it, is that the fact is that I think a lot of the entrepreneurs, when we first start, we don't look at the process of what we need to do to make the business actually grow. We have the knowledge and we have the experience and we know what we want to do, and we'll just jump in there trying to do it and not realizing that, just like you say, I know what I got, this product I want to sell, I want to get it out there. How do I get it out there? Oh, you mean tell me I got to package all this up myself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't have nobody else. And like I say, you have consider then the first person. I needed somebody to support me. I needed a secretary, or I needed a recorder. And I think you ought to have a recorder for history purpose.
You must. I shouldn't say must, because we're just talking about mistakes.
Yeah.
But in order to protect your history,
mm-hmm.
or tell people where you are, where have you come
right.
from, and where are you now, and where
yes.
do you want to go, so they can realize how they can help you to do that,
right.
or you can realize how they can help you to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you yeah. just have to keep plugging away at it until somebody will see you out there, and it's, you know, just like a swimmer, you get out there, you can't get so far, you can't get back, somebody have to come and get you,
mm-hmm.
or throw you a rope. They have drained you in sometime in the entrepreneurial world.
That happens.
That happens.
It comes along with the game.
That's all. What do you think, Mr. LaBelle?
What was that again?
What do you think about that?
I couldn't hear you. My phone screeched.
Oh, I was telling the entrepreneur, when you have a problem, you got to be able to fight your way back. Even though you're like a swimmer, you get out so far, you can't overcome the current or whatever. Somebody got to come get you. And in the entrepreneurial world, that happened to you.
Yeah.
How much you know and how well you can do it, you can't.
Well, I remember when I was doing my first budget as a director of training, and I thought it was covering everything under the sun, and I finally went to a friend of mine who owned his own business, and he coached me.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, after puzzling over it, struggling with it, I finally had a guy in the corporate office say, all we need is your... salary figures. We don't need all the other things. We've already got that already. So I wasted a lot of time and energy for nothing.
Well, let me just say... Well,
it wasn't a waste now. It wasn't a waste.
Yeah.
No, it's never no waste in the entrepreneurial world. You learn yep. something that you won't ever do again.
Yep.
And but you learned it.
But you know it now. And now
yep,
you
I
can
do.
Pass it on to someone else. That a new entrepreneur is coming in.
Yep.
So... That's one thing about being an entrepreneur world. You make mistakes, but you don't. They're not mistakes that are going to bury you unless you just keep on doing the same old thing. When you make a mistake, that's telling you can't do that no more. So I got to go another way.
possibly the biggest mistake is trying to do all of it yourself.
Well, that's true. And yeah. Entrepreneur world, Mr. Gene, most of us start off that way, trying to do it all ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to tell.
That's where it should start.
And that's where it should start. But that's what we're trying to inform young entrepreneurs that want to be entrepreneurs. You can't do it all yourself. And especially today, things have changed from when you started out as an entrepreneur and when I started out as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big world out there now that they have to deal with. But there's nothing wrong with that. It's a big challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a big challenge for everybody, I would think.
It is. It's much bigger now, I think, for newer young entrepreneurs than it was when we came along. That's one reason I say that. Another reason, I don't know about you and Mr. LaBelle, y'all are writers, y'all are trainers. Y'all should know how much competition is. In my world, there's a lot of competition. I gotta outshine my competition as an entrepreneur.
If you can.
If I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can, depending on where I am and what I'm doing. And, you know, if you get to know other entrepreneurs in your area, you'll be amazed how you can work with them and they'll work with you. They'll help you versus you helping them. Mm-hmm. Also, most time we don't do the same thing. We may do a close to a sentence.
Nope.
May do a saw, what we call similar to the same thing, but not always the same thing. So what I do, it don't affect him, and what he does doesn't affect me. But matter of fact, I may need him to help me solve one of my problems as an entrepreneur.
Nope. Nobody has the same dream.
Right.
It's similar, but
not.
There's only one you on this planet.
Correct.
And nobody else has all of what you have.
True.
And you don't have all of what somebody else has.
No.
So it's important to build your team or people around you that can give you the assistance that you know to confirm and enhance that, but also have them around that know what you don't know.
Correct.
Because that's why they're there. And you delegate tasks.
True.
Yeah, and so that not delegating is also a big mistake.
Right. Because you can't do it all, and if you try to do it all, you're gonna mess up some of it.
And I'm just gonna throw this thing I just thought of: not delegating or delegating, but telling whoever it is what to do, without allowing them to do what they know how to do. You try to tell them how to do something, but you didn't give them an opportunity to see if they could do it themselves.
Well, that's one thing about entrepreneur. I know myself, if you bring a guy on your team, you normally let him do what he do. Now, if he don't do what he do it and can't get the product, can't get the finish to the finish line, then I tell him what he should do. My way.
Right.
Because I think every individual has his own way of doing something. And my way may not be right for him, but I let him do it first.
Now you're talking.
And when he does it, and if he don't mess it up, then that's the way we'll do it. But if it turned out wrong, then I have to straighten it out. I have to tell him the way I see that it should be done.
Okay, so here's another question for you, another statement, very quickly, because time is running by too fast.
No problem.
But have you, I'll speak for me.
All right.
But it's possible
for you. Mr. LaBelle out there, too, now.
And Larry, it's possible for you to choose what you thought was the right person or the right team player, only to find out that you made a mistake. Have you been through anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what did you do?
I made a mistake.
Well, with the individual.
I didn't collect it.
With the individual. What you do with the individual?
Did you choose someone that you thought would be the one that you thought, but yet you found out you made a mistake by choosing that individual?
Yeah, the one I mentioned is that. But once you make a mistake, you just got to turn around and do what you need to do to correct it. Own it, correct it.
What did you do?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to correct it?
Well, the correcting I did was talking to a friend who knew a lot about budgeting, And then when I finally talked to the finance guy, found out that all the information would normally go into a budget. All he wanted was salary figures. So by talking to people, I corrected it, got it done, and learned a lot in the process.
Great, great. Now it's time for us to take a break, but I just thought of something, but I'm just going to mention it. But clarification.
Yes.
Within your communication, can you clarify or be willing to clarify what it is that you're trying to get done or accomplished? Because that's the only way you're going to get it done, I believe, when you're cooperating, because you're both on the same path, you know what...
Yep.
You know what needs to be done. Well, we're gonna take a short break. And
I have to disagree with that when you come back.
That's fine. But we're gonna take a short break anyway.
All right, let's go to break. That's
to hear something from us. But we'll be right back
to hear
what Mr. Dukes has to say.
We're talking about nowhere. We gotta get this thing solved here tonight.
Big mistakes that people are making.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Long as I got King Jesus. Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine presents the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, written and produced by Dr. Sean L. Smith and featuring Ms. Vicki Winans, this April 20th at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport. Get your tickets now for $50 or $60 at the door. Don't miss Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It at the Holiday Inn Tampa Airport, April 20th at 6 p.m. Call 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Money and more money.
That's what entrepreneurs are driving for.
That's what they want, but oftentimes
that vision
of what could happen, they try to make it happen too soon.
Yes.
And then things go bust or whatever you might want to call them. People go out of business.
Yeah.
Have to go back and reset and start all over again because of the money.
Yeah.
And so we're talking tonight about mistakes.
Yes, sir.
That entrepreneurs make or have made, or making decisions whereby you have to make certain decisions in order to save your business.
That's right.
You know, for a number of reasons. One is, I just got to tell Mr. Dukes during the break, one of them was like just spending too much of your own money.
Yes.
Too soon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
if I may say, a lot of entrepreneurs know how to make money, but they don't know how to save money.
Mm.
And that's a fallacy in some entrepreneurs. And one thing about making money as an entrepreneur, you must always think about it's going to become a rainy what? A rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And when that rainy day comes, you must be able to survive the storm. So you must be sparingly with your money, but you must also realize that you need money to continue your operation. And so that mistake can really hurt you. And as Gene said, it caused some had to go out of business, some had to go close down. So
yeah,
as a young entrepreneur, think about that.
Everybody wants to make quick money.
Because everybody wants to make quick money. And I, you know, if you're not one of those people where somebody donate $1 million in your hand, you don't have to worry about it, that's fine. But if you got to start it from scratch and you only got $2,000 in the bank.
$200
in the bank. You got to know what you're doing.
$20, yeah.
Well, if you got $20, you really got to know what you're doing. So you got to watch that money. What'd you say, Mr. LaBelle?
Of what?
About spending as an entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur.
Even old one.
Normally, an old guy, he already, if he got more than 5 years in, he knows how he's supposed to control his money. Unless he get in one big drunk, one big jam or something.
Well, a lot of people, they have jobs, and they may work those jobs for 20 or 30 years, and then say, I want to start a business.
Or they do a part-time job and work the business, too.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Would you suggest that?
Yeah.
Any more thoughts you got, Larry?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing it.
Oh, okay.
It must be the speakers.
Must be the reception where you're at, and if you're having problems.
What we were talking about is how the entrepreneur watches money, and how when he start out, you know, if he have a real good run and make quite a bit of money the first year or so, he want to spend it the next year. But he doesn't put it away and waits for the rainy day or when the drought hit or when the hurricane hit. Then he cannot get back on his feet.
What about the she's?
The she's? Same apply.
The biggest thing is you've got to have money for a rainy day. Like you get a bad storm comes in or something like that. People lost service, power, business is down. You didn't plan on that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have money set aside for emergencies like that. So you're dead.
Especially in Florida.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Okay, so are you saying, if I understand you correctly, that even as an entrepreneur, you should put something aside for that unexpected occurrence?
Yes, sir.
Would you say that would be number two step?
I would say yes, very much so number two.
Okay, so have the vision and then have something to fall back on since you haven't stepped out there yet.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
What's number three, right quick, before you close out?
Number three?
Yes.
I would think of, since it's your vision, is to start putting together your plan for your needs, whatever they are.
All right.
It could be staffing. It could be dollars. It could be location. It could be parts or whatever that is. In my case, like putting together all the courses, all the topics, putting them in some sort of a package, books and videos, all that sort of stuff, putting all the stuff in front of you in terms of what are you going to use in order to put something together that you can now turn into a product or a service for a customer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I go along with you on that because, see, that was one of the things I had to do because once I found my location and got my location, and being in my profession and what I'm going to do, I try to put together a good package deal. Say, when I advertise, I say, you get this for this, you get a tune-up. I mean, we don't do tune-ups anymore really now, but then we do tune-ups, and we put in that package, what's come with that tune-up? That tune-up package may cost you $125. So you know what you're going to get when you came to my shop if you wanted a tune-up.
Okay, so you got it.
You got that package.
So I have to set some pricing.
That set price is already set. So when they come in, they know, well, this size engine, 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, 8-cylinder, how much the tune-up is going to be.
Okay. Okay. Now, we got two.
Got like 3 minutes left. But here's the, when it comes to pricing,
mm-hmm.
as an entrepreneur, beginning entrepreneur, would you suggest setting your price lower or the same as your competition or higher than your competition?
Now, I agree with what you said about depending on the business, on the what type of business you're on. Some, you could set it higher, not super high, probably 10% higher, or you could set it 10% lower.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to feel through and see which way it goes. Then if a customer come in and say, you're 10% higher than Joe down the street, what mm-hmm. can you do? Oh, ain't no problem, we can match Joe's price.
Yeah.
That's how, in my profession, that's how we did. That's how we did.
Great. Great. Any thoughts on that, Larry?
No.
Okay, yeah, but knowing how to, what you call it, bargain or barter? Or
bargain, not barter. Barter is bargain. Yeah, that's what we call on
bargain. We got a bargain for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we got a bargain for you. Oh, you know, we got one good time, sweet deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it easier on the guy. And then another thing, when you set prices, we were talking about this early. Excuse me. Always set your prices at, if you want to sell an item for $6, don't set it at $6. Set it at $5.99.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to set a price for a big job at $199. Don't set it at $200. You set it at $199 or set it at $201. The mind thinks good things when you set the prices where it makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I'm losing. No, you're not losing.
Mm.
Of course, you're gaining.
You're gaining a customer.
When that customer come in, the price may be at $199, but he may want you to do $5 to $10 more things. So, but that excites the customer. Excite me. Excite you when you go to the store. You walk mm-hmm. to the store. You see the item set $5.99. You don't think about the $6. So, entrepreneurs have to be a planner, also.
Okay.
That's what I have to say about it.
A plan for the type of service that you're offering.
Right.
Or a plan for the cost of the services you're offering.
Of the service you're operating. You're right.
The product or service.
So,
okay, our time is just about up. Larry, got any last comments? Other than that, I'm going to say thank you for being around.
No last minute comments. It's been great. Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you very much anyway for taking the time to call in. I know you're going to stay around. I hope we can kind of stay around for our next show.
Sure.
But we're glad to have you. And Mr. Dukes, thank you very much for your tips. And we're going to come back to this later on. This is a whole field of things that we can be talking about in terms
yes,
of mistakes building
yes,
your business and
yes,
putting your business
it's always,
together.
It's so, always a bunch to talk about.
Yeah, it's always going to be there.
And,
so.
And the entrepreneurs that think they already got it down pat, you'd be surprised as you go along the trail, you stumble. Mm-hmm. And you said, I thought I had that already arranged, but you find out you're not.
Okay, our time is up. You
but
hear the music, which
get
means
back up.
My way. And I always say this on time, all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you can do it your way.
Yes,
especially
sir.
When you're putting together your business, along with many,
uh-huh.
many changes.
Do it your way.
But stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour come up, and go out and do it your way, because it's your idea and your thought.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Smith. Fail to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Hawaii Wildfire Report.
Details what can best be described as a power struggle.
Boeing whistleblower on Capitol Hill.
I was told to shut up. I received physical threats.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In the U.S. Senate,
the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and the article falls.
Senators then voted to